Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview, and I happen to be bumping. You giggle every time I say that.
It's like the Real Country Interview. It's like, is this a fake one? Is there fake ones?
Here, and obviously I'm talking to the Climonts, because no one else would behave that way, and that's why we love them. The main stage at Tamworth, HQ stage there, I've got my banners up everywhere, and it's called the Real Country stage, of course. And there's been old guys coming up there going, you don't know what real country is.
Oh, no.
What does real country mean? And I'm going, it's the name
you
of the show.
You need to change it to the fake country.
Mm. Yep, totally different
to
real
country. All sorts of country.
Yeah, the licorice all sorts of country.
Like that.
Yeah, that's good. Now, speaking of all sorts, you girls are firmly rooted in country, but I just was thinking about your careers and the music that you've done and the people that you've done songs with, and it comes down to the fact that the McClymonts are just three mega talented sisters that can write with anyone, can perform with anyone, and just know how to have a cracking good time on stage off stage.
Yeah, we try.
We do, we love it. I mean, gosh, I guess after 6 years of performing together, we'd have to be good at something.
Just at least improving.
Yeah. I think if you don't enjoy yourself, then there's no point doing it. We like to have a good time, and with anyone who we're performing with or collaborating with, just enjoy it.
That's right. Because life's too short to be unhappy, not love what you do.
That's true.
Good words by the McClymonts there. Philosophical words.
Very philosophical.
Anyone can.
I want that on a t-shirt.
Yes.
Actually, that's the name of the next album. Philosophical.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great segue there. But you're actually touring. You're like stripping all your shows back while still being clothed and doing some fantastic music, because it's about hearing the power of your voices and the power of the stories that you've written.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter who were telling us, when we come to your shows, we just want to hear your voices and hear you tell stories. Yeah. So, and you know, we had been out touring with the band for 6 years, so we thought it'd be a great chance to go back to our roots and where we started out, and just the three of us on our guitars going through, I guess, the journey of where we started, the EP to Chaos and Bright Lights, Wrapped Up Good, and Our Two Worlds Collide. So people are going to hear a mixture of songs that we've been writing and recording for the last 6 years.
Do you look back, and when you're doing a show like this and you're stripping all those songs back to the bare bones, and you can only do that if it's quality writing, because a lot of times artists tend to use production in a big band to hide a slightly weak song, but Your music really, really holds up well. And when you're going through all of it, does that really bring back those memories and take you back to how you felt when you released those early albums?
Yeah, I mean, we write all of our songs just on the guitar. So, and then all the production and the jazziness and all of that sort of comes after. Mm. So,
jazziness.
The jazziness. So, it's nice to... So we can take our songs back to the guitar because that's where they started. And so I think, you know, it's different if you wrote a song to a track or something. It would be very hard to maybe make that song acoustic. So
we always, you know, make sure that when we do pick songs for the album that it can be done acoustically. Because, I mean, there's so many times where we rock up anywhere throughout the year where we've just got to play, you know, like interviews on the stage today with you and... You know, if you can't afford to have guitar players with you all the time, so that's why it's like, well, we've got to do it ourselves acoustically, and it's where people are going to hear our music, so that's how we started doing it.
And you know the other thing I'd love to hear, because, I mean, sending you messages on Facebook is good, but it's kind of nice when you actually sit in front of me. I would love to hear more a cappella stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if you come to our show...
Yeah, wink, wink.
Because I think there is nothing more beautiful than three or more voices that just blend superbly. And, you know, I think that's definitely food for the soul.
No, true. Well, I mean, we do We have done a little bit of acapella stuff, but sometimes at a festival, a lot of people don't want to hear that. So, hence why there's a time and a place for it, which this acoustic tour is definitely, you know, could just, you
know,
pop on.
One.
Or two.
Yeah.
Or three or four.
Maybe
the whole album.
Well, you know, yeah, I love that. The mystery. How did the McClymonts sell tickets as part of their marketing plan? Mystery. Yeah, love it, love it. And is there a lucky dip there as well when you get a ticket, you get a little prize?
You just,
right?
Yeah, whoever lifts up.
Yes, that's if you get it, that's who gets to babysit Brooke's new baby Tim for the hour and a half.
Nice. And
lucky
person. If it's anything like
Brooke. She's gorgeous.
She's going to be crazy.
So does she sleep?
She's just started not to sleep in the day. But she's sleeping at night, so I'm not complaining too much. But no, she's beautiful. She's testing me. I was like, I could be having this interview like this at the moment, just talking to you like this, having nana naps.
See, if it was a radio phoner, you could do that.
Okay,
phoners back to back.
That's wonderful.
Love it, love it. But now, do you feel like life's got, like it's more complex because you've got a little one, but you're actually not multitasking as much because you're actually just out there rather than being out there and doing the McClymonts thing and creating life at the same time.
I'm definitely multitasking. If anything, it's become like I've got to be super organised and I'm not an organised person.
Yeah.
And I'm even trying to even simplify what I need to take now even more, like, as normal.
Well,
like
she's got a guitar, a suitcase,
baby bag.
The baby maybe on the front.
Oh my gosh, I just. It's
so
lucky she's got six hands.
So are you two getting clucky now? Or?
No, I'm glad we've got Brooks.
Yeah.
We'll learn on little Tiggy. Even I'm learning too.
We went to the house just before, quickly in between interviews, and Tiggy was asleep, so. She kicked the
up,
so she woke up.
Because I was leaving her with the
mother-in-law. Yeah.
Oh,
wake her up.
I'm sorry, Kay, we woke her up. I didn't tell you.
She was asleep for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Whoopsie. And she usually doesn't sleep in the day.
Molly hadn't had many cuddles, so she wanted to.
You gotta make the most of it.
Yeah.
Before they get their rebellious teen years. Like, you started at age 9, didn't you?
Yeah, around 11 years old.
Mum had us under the thumb pretty well.
Oh,
we were singing music, actually, every weekend. We had no time to be a crazy girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
You didn't.
Forever's a relative.
You were mum's favourite there for a while.
Well, the acoustic tour is absolutely fantastic. You need to go to the McClymonts website to work out where they are in relation to where you are. So you can do that. And now, I thought, as I do at the end of every video, we're going to go to one of your fantastic video clips. So,
perfect.
Which one would you like? What's your favourite one?
How about
not that I'd spring it on
how long,
you.
How long have you known? How long have you known? That's a good one.
That was kind of all in agreement.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I was actually watching our CMC Spotlight the other day.
It's
one of our better ones.
Yeah, that's right. I was doing like
Oh, here we go. Let's count the Yak and the McClymonts. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bye.
Is how long have you known? About 20 seconds, really.
Thanks, man.
You had some dirty secrets hidden under your smile. By the way, you're so together, must have had this plan for a while. I've been too nice, you wore my heart on my sleeve. And all the things I gave to you are coming back to bite me. And you are no longer real. Look me in the eye and tell me.
Baby, you were the one. How long have you known?
does she look like and what does she do? Come on, baby, don't you think it's time for the truth? And boy, you made me believe, put me out of my misery.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.